It's Friday. This is WSGW. And when we talk about the team, the morning team, that's one team to talk about. But the other team we'd like to talk about on Fridays after the 7:30 news, which we do now, is the SVSU Cardinals football team. As it's time to get ready for the Cardinals game tomorrow. And doing so, as we always do, with the broadcast voice that you enjoy every week for Cardinals football, we're talking to you. And say good morning, J.J. Bame.
Good morning, Charlie. Happy Friday to you.
Indeed, a happy Friday it is. Happy Friday, because when we talk SVSU football, we talked to start from last weekend. Wasn't easy, but it was an SVSU victory. Let our listeners know what took place down to the very seconds of last Friday or last Saturday's game.
Well, Charlie, thank you for the very kind interpretation when you say it wasn't easy, because SVSU really, really struggled throughout the first three quarters of that football game, with self-inflicted errors. There was a penalty that took away a touchdown. There were three fumbles that were largely unforced, all recovered by Wayne State, one of them coming on the opening play of the second half. So, the second half begins, SVSU's trailing 14-7. Derek Hinton Jr. has a 90-plus yard kickoff return. SVSU's got it first and goal at the Wayne State 7. And then there's just a bad exchange between the quarterback and the running back, and Wayne State recovers. Now, where the game finally turned for SVSU is then late in the third quarter. SVSU had another fumble, and Wayne State takes over deep in SVSU territory, but the Cardinals held Wayne State to attempting a field goal attempt, and then Michael Woolridge was able to block that 30-yard field goal attempt, and then that, coupled with a very unexpected change at quarterback, gave SVSU some much-needed momentum that they were ultimately able to ride into a come-from-behind 21-14 victory on the road at Wayne State last Saturday night.
And would you say, and certainly correct me if I'm wrong, as you obviously watch the Cardinals closely every week as you're broadcasting the games, even with the losses we had to Ferris State and Grand Valley State, this is the first time I think I heard listening to SVSU that the team really, as you talked about, was struggling, was hurting itself with its own errors in a lot of ways.
Well, I think for such an extended period of time. I could point to other intervals in other games where that was the case, but nothing was going right for SVSU last Saturday at Wayne State for an extended period of time. And I would agree with you, that was something we really hadn't seen. And this is one of those games that has the opportunity to really be a big character-building win for Ryan Brady and his football team, because, this is a game that it did not feel like SVSU was going to be able to win this thing the way that they just kept making mistake after mistake. Fortunately for the Cardinals, the defense that has played so solidly all season and into last season kept them in the game. They pitched a shutout in the second half, despite the fact that SVSU had those turnovers. Wayne State was taken over with some short fields, so the defense did its job. Huge play on special teams to block the field goal attempt. So a lot of good things by SVSU to stay in the game until finally the offense could get things going.
And I like what you said about the character building. Every team seems that at some point in the season you have to fight through a game like this. And if you can win these kinds of games, it sets you up nicely, especially since now we are deep in the season and SVSU has to come back battling tomorrow. Facing another ranked team in Davenport.
Nationally ranked and undefeated, and it will be interesting to see what the Cardinals do at quarterback tomorrow. So Andrew Brito, the starter pretty much all year for SVSU, he took a hit in the third quarter of that game against Wayne State, and he did not return. One of the wide receivers who was on the field at that time stayed in the game and took the next snap, And then he took all the rest of the snaps for the rest of the game. That was Jairus Grissom, who did play quarterback early in his career for Eastern Michigan. So he does have some experience at that position, but hadn't played that position for SVSU all season. He comes in, and he carries it 14 times for 81 yards, including the tying touchdown. So it'll be interesting to see, you know, has Andrew Brito recovered? Is he healthy? Will the Cardinals get back to the offense we've seen with him at the controls? Or will we see a more run-heavy attack with Jairus Grissom leading the offense, as we saw for the last quarter plus last Saturday night at Wayne State?
Do you anticipate these might be some game-time decisions, or what do you think that's going to play out with Ryan Brady's plan?
I think it all depends on health. I mean, what you've seen from Andrew Brito when he's healthy is that he's really been able to help the team as both a passer and a runner and other kinds of things. And so you like what he brings. But, excuse me, Jairus Grissom was able to run the ball very well. He ran a run-heavy offense well. And so the Cardinals showed that they can move the football and put points on the board that way also.
So, mentioning that, is that what you need to do? What does Davenport bring to us that SVSU has to contend with, both, let's take it, offensively and defensively?
Well, offensively, Davenport, the biggest change for them compared to last season, when they had a decent defense but weren't able to do much offensively, is they brought in Jason Whitaker at quarterback. He started his college career as a quarterback at Northwestern in the Big Ten. Eventually, he moved to tight end for Northwestern, but now he's a Rockford, Michigan native, and he's transferred back to Davenport, and he's really done a lot for their offense. You know, he's thrown for more than 1,500 yards. He's got 21 passing touchdowns against just 5 interceptions. So that's really been a huge boost for what you've been able to see for Davenport offensively. And so SVSU's pass defense definitely will be something that they need to have ready to go against the Panthers tomorrow.
And does Davenport then have a defense to stop SVSU's vaunted rushing game?
We will find out. I mean, they are certainly giving up some yards rushing. I mean, they're giving up 131 yards per game to their opponents rushing. So it's not as though they've been, giving up a ton of rushing yards, but they haven't been able to completely shut teams down either. You know, and what we saw last week from SVSU is that, you know, the run game struggled for a while, but then when you put the running quarterback in there and all of a sudden the defense really has to account for him, that's when it opened up the running game not only for the quarterback, but also for others. So, yes, I think SVSU will definitely try to establish the run game. It's going to be very interesting because this is obviously a big game for both sides. As you mentioned, Davenport's nationally ranked. They're undefeated on the season. Their last three games are SVSU, Grand Valley, and Ferris.
Ooh.
So, yes, they have a gauntlet down the stretch. And so right now they're sitting in a good spot to be considered for the playoffs, but they're going to have to win some of these games. I don't think you're going to make a playoffs if you lose your last three games. So there's a lot on the line for them. Similarly, SVSU's already lost twice, and so they can't afford to lose again if they want to make the playoffs. So this is really one of those kind of not quite a playoff game, but it's going to have major playoff implications for both teams with just 3 weeks to go in the regular season.
And as always, when those games happen, the campus is alive this weekend. Among things, it's going to be the family weekend going on.
It is. And so that means our students are invited to have moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, siblings, all those kinds of things come and visit for the weekend. We're very happy to be able to do that, completely once again this year in terms of being able to have a lot of options available for students and families to be able to interact and socialize across campus. So, yes, we look forward to a great family weekend atmosphere tomorrow. Should be a nice day. So if you're listening and want to see some outstanding college football between two good teams with, you know, again, kind of a playoff lane at least on the line, we'd love to see you out at Wick Stadium tomorrow.
And we should note kickoff is going to be the 1 o'clock time.
Yes, 1 o'clock kick, 12:30 our broadcast time.
JJ, we're looking forward to it. We'll be listening. We'll get fans out to Harvey Randall Wicks Memorial Stadium. And as we always say, go Cards.
Go Cards.